The Hare and the Tortoise. It was a sunny day. The birds were singing and the butterflies swooped low to kiss the flowers, then floated on a draft of air, intoxicated by the flowers' beauty. Everything was as peaceful as it can be in the forest, except for a very loud argument between a hare and a tortoise. A hare is also a rabbit, and a tortoise is also known as a turtle. Let's listen in.
Listen, Tortoise, you know I'm the fastest and most clever animal in the forest.
Oh, I know nothing of the sort, except you're a very conceited rabbit. Just because you're fast doesn't mean you're better than everyone.
Well, I'm certainly smarter than you. With that house on your back, you move even slower than a snail.
You have a lot of nerve. Why, I could beat you any day.
That's a laugh.
Well, laugh all you want, but I challenge you to a race.
A race?
Yes. We'll run from here, over the hill, through the hedge, then along the carrot field to the old cart.
Sure to win, but we'll race if you like.
It didn't take long before all the animals in the forest had heard of the race and gathered to watch. While no one took bets, there was a lot of speculation on just who would win. The fox cried out,
The tortoise doesn't have a chance. What do you think, owl?
Wait and see.
Up rushed a rooster, chest puffed up with importance and ready to start the race.
Stand back, everyone! The race is about to begin as soon as I give the signal. On your mark, get set!
In a flash, the hare was off, flying over the grass, long legs a blur, but the tortoise had hardly moved. There was a great deal of muttering among the animals watching from the sidelines, and the fox called out,
Ruff, look at that hare go! He's already over the hill!
And so he was. He looked around, but the tortoise had barely left the starting place, so the hare stopped to nibble some tasty leaves, thinking to himself,
What a fool that tortoise is to have challenged me to a race! This is a snap! He'll never catch up with me!
But the tortoise plodded on until he finally reached the hill. He grunted and groaned and strained and stretched, helped along by the encouragement of some birds that were flying overhead.
Come on, tortoise! You can do it! You may not be fast, but you're determined! Don't give up, tortoise!
By now, the hare had finished eating the leaves in the hedge and had dashed off again at full speed to the carrot field. He looked behind him to see where the tortoise was, then thought to himself,
This race is all but over. That tortoise will never be able to catch up with me. No reason why I can't sit down here in the carrot field for a while and eat some of my favorite vegetable.
And so he did. He ate and ate until he was so full he had to lie down and sleep for a while. Meanwhile, the tortoise had just reached the hedge and still had a long ways to go. Though he was tired, he kept walking slowly, never letting up his steady pace, his friends, the birds' encouragement, still ringing in his ears. At last he reached the carrot field, but the hare was too fast asleep to notice him passing by. The tortoise kept plodding along when suddenly the hare woke up with a cry of astonishment.
Egads! How long have I slept? Are my eyes deceiving me, or is that the tortoise I see nearing the old cart, the winning post? In fact, he's almost there!
The hare ran as fast as he could, puffing and panting, but as fast as he ran, it was no use. The tortoise had already won the race. All the animals gathered around the winner, wanting to know how he, the tortoise, the slowest of animals, had been able to beat the quick and careless hare. The tortoise smiled shyly and mumbled,
Gee, everyone, I guess that sometimes the one who is slow and steady is the one who wins the race.
And that's the truth.